Chris, how frustrating was that afternoon?
It was frustrating, but at the same time, we weren't quite on our A game. So, of course, as an assistant manager, we're a little bit more frustrated with that, to be honest with you. But at the same time, we want to compete in games and not lose games. And to lose it to it was a weak set play. It's very disappointing.
That first half, you had chances early on, didn't it? They looked a little bit disorganised at the back, and you had those balls going in.
I felt there was goals in the game for us. We were probing, passing, a couple of players making similar runs, not quite getting it right, half chances. When we did get the clean cut chance, the goalkeeper for Barnsley stood up and served well. And
Yeah,
it
he
didn't
was on
quite.
Chelsea's books, wasn't he? He's a good kid.
Oh, definitely. And he earned his money today for his team. He did do that. He helped them get the 3 points all day long.
In that second half, did you lack a little bit of nous to unlock a well-organised and well-manned defence?
Yeah, they were quite obviously comfortable with the back four in terms of sitting in position. They weren't too concerned of getting forwards. And then you commit players to try and create overloads. And then on a turnover, on a poor touch, there's a counter attack. And then Devante Cole had a willing runner with the ball. And that was sort of Barnsley's sort of quite simple, but sort of game plan. And it was up to us to be a little bit more quicker. We talked about being shorter, quicker on the ball at half time. We did pass it, but we couldn't break through into that mid an attacking third with that clear cut chance. On the half chances that came our way, it didn't quite fall right for certain players. It was almost, 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 and it became a game that obviously got away from us.
Is it a lesson that, is it a game where you'd look at that and say to your players, you're going to come up against this kind of thing in a higher division?
Well, we have done, haven't we, already? But of course, we didn't get what we wanted today. Fair credit to Barnsley for what they did and how they did it. But we look to do what we do, and we look to do that a little bit better than what we did today. But at the same time, before us, we've done that very well in recent weeks.
One thing that struck me about the players coming off, the fans were applauding them. It was clear that the fans knew they were really trying. They really tried hard to win that game.
Oh yeah, that's only but accepted. Obviously, we wouldn't condone anything, but we'd be very disappointed if it weren't that way.
But they could see the players had really tried, hadn't they?
Yeah, I mean, fair play to the supporters. Like I said in previous press releases, they've been excellent and they'll continue to be excellent because they understand that every challenge in League One is a big one. They understand they're right behind us, especially with the younger players. And of course, we've had some great days and we'll continue to have good days providing we stick to our trades.
Quick turnaround, let's have a quick word about Tuesday night. How important is a JPT to the club?
It's very. I mean, every game is important to us. As it is with any competition, you go into any competition to want to win a game, and you don't turn up to sort of get beat. Every team we'll go against within it will want to win that match.
Rotation, will that come into the mind of you and Keith?
Possibly. We've not had a dress down yet from today. We'll see who's a little bit walking wounded.
What would have been your plan anyway for a midweek game in a competition like that? You'd have a look at some players who might not have been regular starters?
Yeah, maybe, but at the same time, we discussed this before the game. We felt, if we had four or five different players starting today's game, it wouldn't necessarily make us any weaker. As a squad, we're very good, we're very competitive, and we've got like-for-like players that can do, as well as jobs as what the current first team that we put out today did.
The fact that you gave Walsall a bit of a pasting recently, does that come into it at all? It doesn't matter in terms of the game itself, but it's nice to know you've got a number on them.
Yeah, well, I'd probably say it motivates them more than ourselves. We've got to look at what we do. But, they hurt that day. Dean hurt. I know Dean very well. I know he's hurting. And I know his comments after the game was accepting of the fact they were well beaten, but at the same time he'll want to come and make sure that doesn't happen again, and he'll definitely want to win that game, but so do we.